It's so, what's his friend's name?
His friend is Nick. Last name is G-E-R-Z, Gers.
Nick, is this a prank call?
You're listening to an official show on the Prank Call Nation Network machine. Visit our website at prankcallnation.com and add us on facebook.com/prankcallnation and twitter.com/prankcallnation. Show your support for your favorite shows by contributing at patreon.com/prankcallnation. Thanks for listening to the largest prank call station in the nation.
Fuck you, PCN. Fuck you. I'm PLA for life, bitch. PLA for life. Fuck you, PCN. I don't give a fuck, nigger. Nigger. Is that what banished mean, nigger? Or is Enigma a soft-ass nigger? Or is Carlito a piece of shit spick? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Dwight, yeah.
Why you got
yeah, Dwight.
Hey,
he's scrambling for his. Hey, Dwight. There you go. Hey, big guy. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I have a penis, and I'm American.
And you got nice white skin.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how you get ahead in America.
White skin. You got numbers, motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot them your way right now.
Oh, yeah, my mouth open. You don't know what that was, Dwight? That was Carl Sanders.
Yeah, I had no idea who that was. What the fuck is that?
It's Carl Sanders. Because he's banned. He got permabanned for being a dickhead. Repeatedly. It wasn't just like a one-time thing. But the last thing I did, I was in an especially sore mood that day, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to see his ass anymore. And then he's like, okay.
That was a rather heated little little comment there.
Yeah, you gotta see him say that. Everyone go subscribe to his channel, Carl Sanders, on YouTube, and subscribe to his video blog. It's really great. All I've ever done is promote that guy in his blog. I told people to go to it, and he hates me. Whatever, right? Okay, so we're calling the Colonial Inn, where Jared is staying, and the owner is a wonderful guy?
According to Jared.
Well, Jared is bisexual. You take it away, Dwight.
All right.
Yeah!
Yeah, how you doing? I need to be transferred to my brother's room, please. Well, the last name is Scranton. S-C-R-A-N-T-O-N. You want to speak up there, Mr. Indian Man?
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I need to be transferred to his room. And I need you to be louder because I can't hear you.
You speak up, sir?
Do you know the room number?
I want to be, get on your computer, do the typey, 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 like your people, you know, the one with the dots. That's what you people do. And you look up for the room, Scranton room.
Bye-bye.
You don't bye-bye me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I hope the other calls aren't like that.
Yeah, that's what his people do. They work the computers.
I'll try.
All right.
Yeah, I guess it's a perm. I don't know. I don't really have a need to permaban anyone, really, except for maybe one person. Hello? You see the call ID? No one to answer, right? Okay. Yeah, fuck him. Okay, next one, Andrew, right? He made it safe and sound. Thank God to the Holiday Inn in Baltimore. Yeah. He's safe in Baltimore. They got news for you.
Hope you're not white.
hope you get the right skin color. Really?
We're sorry. Your call could not.
Try again.
Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Baby girl,
I hope you get a paper cut.
Yes, hi. I need to speak to a guest staying there. Hi. Mr. Andrew Wells.
What's the room number?
I don't have the room number. I'm with his transportation. I'm trying to make contact for his pickup.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you.
On your tongue, from a razor and a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins
sir,
in a baking sun.
I don't have a guest here. I'm checked in by that name, Andrew Wells.
You don't? This is the Holiday Inn Express Baltimore at the stadiums, right over there by the stadium?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
1701 Russell Street.
I hope you black people didn't mug him and shoot him and steal from him and rape him and stuff.
Oh, this must be a prank call.
No.
Have a good night.
No, no, because it's a dangerous city, right?
She's a fucking genius.
This is a prank call. Oh, this is some bullshit.
You're going to be doing that. You better bring me a bucket of chicken.
Damn, Dwight. I mean, you took a pair.
Yeah.
I said it different.
Some grape drink.
Fuck yeah, man.
Thank you for calling Bally's in Atlantic City, the center of the action. Please listen carefully to the following list of options.
Mm-hmm.
For hotel, event, show, or restaurant reservations, please press 1. To reach a casino host, please press 2.
Is that what we want?
For the Diamond Club, please
no.
press 3.
Oh, we want the Platinum
for customer
Club.
Service and tax-related information,
we want
please
the hotel,
press
right?
4.
Not the casino host.
For
right.
assistance from the hotel operator,
uh-huh.
please remain on the line. Thank you.
It's always the last fucking option. God. You get some of those dumbasses to change it up, too. They're like, hey, press 8.
Thank you for calling Bally's Atlantic
City. And if you
City.
Press 0, it yells at you. It's like, no, don't have 0.
Thank you for calling Bally's Atlantic City. Operations.
Yes, hi, I'm looking for a guest there. His name is Mr. Luo, L-U-O.
Moment.
Hello?
One moment.
Okay, honey.
Honey, thank you.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm down. I'm down about 1,200 right now, so not too good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you win it back tonight. If the night is still young.
Yeah. You know that strip club across the street?
No, I'm actually not on property. I'm not in the area. I don't have a Mr. Lau, L-U-O.
No, first name Steven. You don't have him?
Steven for Valley's, right? He's a guest here, correct?
Yeah.
I wonder if this girl's done with OPP.
Well, you know
and
me.
It's L-U-O, right? Last name, L-U-O?
Yeah.
I do not see him.
Oh, shit. All right, well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he got beat up by some black people or something, you know? So, you're not on property?
I am not.
Oh, really? You're not in Atlantic City at all? Because I was going to ask you, you know, if you want to... Yeah? A little bit. No?
Well, I'm in a call center. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
Well, you got room in that call center there? Maybe under a desk? Me and you can get a little in, you know? You think? No.
Some of that.
I can't whistle that good.
Look, here comes a spaceship. And one of those.
Yeah. Fucker in the mothership. Akiba, Miki, New Jersey.
And Twitter complainer.
United. Oh, and I didn't mention that the power outlet in the seat didn't work either. No duh, they don't. None of them work anymore. They stopped making them work a long time ago. So I couldn't even entertain myself. Yeah, it's really rare for those things to work. I hate that shit. You gotta be on first class to get the working power outlets.
She's probably sitting there also trying to open up all the old ass, ashtrays and stuff that are welded shut.
I couldn't even smoke a cigarette.
Why can I do this?
I couldn't even smoke a cigarette in the bathroom. I was on a flight from Puerto Rico to Orlando where a guy actually did disable the fire alarm in the bathroom to smoke a cigarette.
I bet his ass was escorted off the plane.
Well, no. Yes. Actually, yes. They made an announcement. Because then once he gets to go to the bathroom and the flight attendant was like, no, go back to your seat. I'm like, I was like 10 years old, 11. It was right when the laws started changing for that smoking in the plane shit. And then they came running up with like a can of air freshener for the bathroom. So the she was real upset on the intercom, like, you can't do that. And the captain got on and said, yeah, that's illegal, you know, and someone get in trouble for that. But then, yeah, when we got off the plane, there was a guy talking to the cops. I think they were just talking. They weren't really arresting him, but yeah, dude, these days, they probably would have diverted the plane to land in the Bahamas.
Landed the plane right in the middle of the fucking ocean. We need to get this guy off the plane.
Yeah, it landed on an aircraft carrier. We landed on USS Abraham Lincoln. And now we're gonna be
drop this motherfucker off at Guantanamo right now.
We'll be on our way in a moment. Damn. Alright, more pranks. Yeah, more pranks.
I did a Twitter complainer the other day. He was like, oh, the stewardess told me not to report the loose screw that I found because it would delay us.
Wow.
Like, well, what was it? What was it holding up? I mean, let me know the severity of what that screw was holding in place.
Yeah. It's a wing.
She's in there. It's like, it's holding like the fucking little decoration to the armrest in place. Look, ma'am, there's a screw loose. So we better get the fucking FAA out here then.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, that's stupid. She did the right thing. As a matter of fact, what's he complaining about? Oh shit, I cut off Short Shot. Sorry about that. I know you're a big Beastie Boys fan, Dwight. Here we go. You gonna try her? Akiba, Miki, Britain?
Yeah. We're at United, okay.
Should I change the ID? To like.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. This is Dwight with United. I'm trying to reach Miss Miki Britton.
Okay, she's not available now. Can I take a message?
Well, I was trying to call and resolve her. She had a little bit of a concern. She sent a tweet our way about the power outlet not being in working order.
Right. On her flight today?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, she's not here. You called her home number, but yeah, she definitely told me she had a very difficult,
Is there a cell phone that I might be able to contact her on?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I'll give her a call and we'll discuss it and see if we can't work something out in the way of maybe a voucher or some type of discount and maybe an upclass, or I'm sorry, a first class upgrade.
That sounds like something that may make her sound good. And this is Dwight, because I'm going to call her as well, Dwight, and tell her to expect your call.
Oh, yeah, this is Dwight, and I'll be calling her momentarily.
Yeah, that sounds good. Give her a minute. I'll call her now and then just tell her to expect your call so you can discuss it, because, yeah, she did not have a great experience on her flight today.
Okay, well, I'll give her a call. You have yourself a good night, boy.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, good night.
Good night. Yay! What the hell was that about? Okay. You have a good night, boy. Thank you. All right. That was weird.
Everyone's always complaining about me being too low, and now they're complaining about me being too high.
Yeah, it's my fault, because I had that Just for Jayad show.
Wow.
He wanted music.
Well, I was a dumbass, right? You know, you got the same mic stand. You know where the grip handle is?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize I could adjust that higher.
You should have adjusted it higher.
Like, I can unscrew it, and like there's a tube inside the main tube that attaches to the base, and there's another adjustment to bring it higher.
It goes really far, dude. Yeah.
So, like, I'm sitting here the whole time, and it's, you know, I've been trying to get it next to my face. Now I can bring it up and then bring the boom down towards my face.
Yeah, that's much better. I should have gotten you the swing arm, but I didn't know what kind of desk setup you had.
So this works just fine.
Cool. All right. Swing arms are cool, too. Next time. Next Christmas, if you're good, maybe Santa will bring you that.
Now Gandalf is saying, my voice is too fast.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
His voice is too Dwight. The next one is Brendan, who...
What are you going to call her cell phone?
Or oh, did you get it? Did you get the public shit?
Yeah, I put it at the bottom.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's nice of him to call and announce our presence.
Number's probably been called already. Goddamn. I forgot to mute it. Very distracted today.
Bob Van's voice is too water.
His voice is too water. How water is it? I'm about to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes, Dwight.
do it. It's going to be that type of party.
You can reach my voicemail. I'm unavailable at the moment. But it's just
you bitch. We should call her from her husband's or her home number.
Yeah, all right. I'll
really get some shit started.
Hang on, let me get that.
Shit. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Yeah, buddy. Told you, go ahead. It was that kind of party.
What was that from?
We're listening to Beastie Boys. It's this old record. I want to get that guy's. He's got a. This is old school cat from the 50s. A black guy used to say dirty jokes, and it's really funny. That was one of them. He's talking about fucking a turkey in that bit right there.
You ever seen the movie Waiting?
No, negative.
Ryan Reynolds, and there were some other people in it.
No.
It they had that same line in there.
Really?
Actually, I'm going to play it here in a second.
Shit.
I gotta put the volume on. Let's see.
Hang on, I'll turn mine off. Shit.
Yeah, here it is.
Shit! It's gonna be that kind of a party. I'm gonna stick my dick in a mashed potato! Woo!
This is gonna be some crazy Mexican. It was like in the first. Like 2 minutes of the movie during the credits, he's almost stick my dick in a mashed potato.
Yeah, here it's his name is. Oh, dude, see, this is old. This is and I was gonna say this is before Red Fox's day. This guy's name was Mantan Moreland. I mean, that's how way back we're going here. Party record, a dirty. All right, let's listen.
You know, the little girl was in school in Paris. And somebody wrote F-U-C-K on the board. And she looked at the teacher and said, Mademoiselle, says, what is
I'm calling
the
her
pronunciation
back.
Of F-U-C-K?
You can do this one, all right?
Teacher said, that's fuck. Okay. She said, fuck, you know, come pre-fuck. There's no word like that in the French language. So the teacher said, if you don't know what fuck mean, honey, said, that means to serve. She said,
merci, madame. Yeah, good evening. This is Dwight with United, and I was trying to call Miki, is it?
Yes, this is Steve.
And I had spoken to your husband, I believe it was, and he said he was going to notify you that I was calling.
Oh, he didn't, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. So I understand our Twitter department sent me a message that your power outlet in your seat wasn't working during your flight earlier today.
That's one of many issues, but yes, that is true.
Okay, one of the many issues. Okay, and what other issues did you have on the flight?
Well, just everyone experienced this. The internet wasn't working. It was just...
The Wi-Fi was down?
Wi-Fi was down. Well, when we first boarded, we were waiting around, and we were notified that there was some miscommunication with the pilots, and so they weren't even there. They were still at a hotel nearby on their way to the flight. So,
oh my goodness!
We sat at the gate for about an hour and a half, which was in dead zone because it was the understand night Wi-Fi is for 10,000 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Now, did you Wi-Fi did you have to sit on the tarmac for an extended period of time, or were you sitting at the gate?
We were at the gate.
Well, the reason for that was the pilot was still at the hotel. He was sleeping off. He had an all-night bender, and they were waiting for him to sober up. So that's what we were waiting on in order to get you a pilot.
Well, that's scary on both sides.
The situation was one of the flight attendants, it was their bachelorette party, and all the pilots, they're kind of friends, and they all went out and they had an all-night bender. And so we're waiting for them to sober. It's not a big deal if the flight attendants come in still buzzed, but the pilots, we got to get them below that 0.06 or we have a problem.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so we gave him a breathalyzer when he got on the plane. He hit 0.05, so he was good to go.
Well, sitting at the gate, there's the Wi-Fi signal from the airport does not reach. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi on the plane doesn't work because we're under 10,000 feet, and our cell reception is even spotty on there. So we just, the AC was not working. It was just, you know, hot, sticky, and uncomfortable. So when we finally got up in the air, that's fine. We were, you know, anxious to get to above 10,000 feet so that we could have Wi-Fi and to not have Wi-Fi.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to offend by your voice. You're Caucasian, correct?
No. What difference does that make?
Well, our internet, we have strict rules when it comes to the internet. We only supply the Wi-Fi for our Caucasian guests.
Oh, do you now? Okay.
Well, they tend to pay more money for the flights.
I see. Okay.
It's a segregated internet. Again? I'm sorry?
What was your name again?
Oh, my name is Dwight McClanahan with United.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay, well, now wait a minute. Give me just a moment. Is your original name Akabika, Britain? Miki's a nickname?
What's the point of this conversation?
Well, no, because I do see you actually shouldn't have been allowed on the flight because you were flagged as a terrorist and on the no-fly list. So you actually slipped through a few layers of security?
Yes, well, that's for you.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry. I don't understand that language.
Okay, well, look it up. Maybe one of your Caucasian friends can enlighten you what it means.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to report you, and I don't want to do that. I felt that we're making some good dialogue, and I think we should be friends.
You need to. Why would you think that?
Listen. Your next flight, I'm going to upgrade you to first class.
4 minutes and you'll have all the Wi-Fi that you'd like. Never have again.
You'll have all the Wi-Fi you'll like. You'll be in first class. I'll be on the flight to personally to take note of the ongoings on the flight. And mid-flight, we'll go ahead and we'll slip into the bathroom and we'll become members of the Mile High Club and we'll fuck because I have jungle fever.
Awesome. Great.
Hey, you think if I tug on your titties, I'll get chocolate milk?
Probably.
Oh, that's so fucking hot. Would you leave your husband for me? And I do want to remind you that this call is being recorded for purposes of training.
I'll try again real
quick. Fucking bitch.
Bitch. Oh, the AC and the this and the that. Me.
So smelly. Can't survive 2 hours, a 2-hour flight without Wi-Fi and getting on the internet.
You freak my voicemail.
Hey, let's listen a little more of Mantan Moreland.
2 weeks later, she come to New York. They gave a coming out party for her. They invited 3 of the armless cats down to that party. They was coming down and seeing one cat said, I'm going to that party and pitch a bitch tonight. The other guy said, look, you're going to some fine people's home now. You cut out that nasty talk. They go to the party and everything is going on fine. All at once, the landlady says, are you enjoying yourself? And the bad talking guy wouldn't say nothing, just shook his head. She looked at him and said, are you enjoying yourself? He said, yes. So the woman said, well, dear, says, Marisa, it's time to go and serve the chicken. She said, merci, madame. And she started in the kitchen and stumbled over this bad talking fella's foot. She said, pardon me, sir, while I go into the kitchen and fuck the chicken. He looked around at his buddy and said, shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Well, there's your answer. That's where that came from. Yeah. Dwight, you there? Hey, Dwight.
Yes.
Yay,
yes, I am.
Mashed potatoes. Answer your question. There's more to that. We'll play it later as time goes. But we need to get the prank call machines. All right, David or Janice Green, one of these two, complained to Time Warner Cable.
It was Janice that left it, but Janice. David was listed the who is.
Help, it is working again for now. Our phone number is this. Oh, really? God, you tell me. Any idea what the problem had been?
No, without checking.
Let me see. I can go.
And apparently her page doesn't exist.
They took the Twitter. between. I guess they realized they had their phone number. Uh oh. All right, let's see. Let's see. Can't get pee out of a pool, lady.
Hello?
Yeah. Janice?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Time Warner Cable. You were having an issue with your service?
Yes, we are.
All right. My name is Brendan. How can I help you, goddammit?
Well, it's just...
Hello?
I'm confused.
Okay, it's confused. Like what? Is this your internet, your video, or your telephone service, ma'am? Hello?
Well, the reason I'm confused, here's my... You are with Time Warner Cable, right?
Yes, I am.
You say you are. The reason I'm questioning it is because I had put my name up in a public place, and I don't know for sure that you're Time Warner Cable.
You placed a ticket with us, so I'm responding to that.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I put it... Wait, no. Just a minute. Yeah. No, that's what, I did put one on a public place, so that's why I'm questioning it.
You
got my phone number.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have your account number here in front of me. Yes, ma'am.
Can you read it to me? That set my mind at ease. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Address.
I am looking for my statement, and you can read the number for me, and then I know for sure you're legit and that you didn't just pick it up.
Have time for this fucking shit. What's the fucking problem with your TV, motherfucker?
Cable would say shit to me. That was my first
Well, tweet. Listen, I'm night shift, and I'm second tier here, all right? And I'm waiting, and I've got a handle time I got to keep, an average handle time. So what's the deal? What's the problem? Please, ma'am.
Give me my number. My account number.
601... 954-605-21229-9264.
That doesn't match anything that I see.
Is that, well, that's your new account number, your Xfinity account number for the takeover. You know it was approved. Listen, I don't have time for this shit, motherfucker, you, okay? What's wrong with the TV? I can't. She's doing the right thing. She's doing what she's supposed to do.
I'm trying to find her fucking post.
I don't know. Her address would have been great. We ain't going to find her account number, sure.
I know, but I would have had her fucking address.
Yeah, I know. But hey, I did the best we could. You can call back. Maybe husband will call and be like, hey, motherfucker, Bencho.
Sure.
Bencho.
Just scanning through to see if we can.
He's gonna say Benchot to us, yeah.
Benchot,
you call my wife Benchot? I invited Brad, but he's like, I'm not gonna answer.
Probably playing GTA 5, motherfucker.
No, he's not. He just wants to listen, and that's cool. What's up, man?
I shit you not, and, probably an hour period today. I got my car blown up about 6 times.
Yeah, but that was on Xbox version. It's
two of them were fucking. There was Turbo.
Oh, I don't follow that.
Turbo was trying to kill the people behind us that were trying to kill us, and he kind of stuck my gun with my car with the sticky grenade.
Speaking of Turbo and GTA, a different type of Turbo, the type that you can upgrade in your car machine. It sure is damn fucking expensive, motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
Like, I got the ability to upgrade it in my machine, and I did it in, like, three of my cars, and I burned through, like, $500,000 with all my upgrades. It's like, shit.
I should have
only done. I can only have two cars right now. This is as big as my garage is.
Player, I got a homie. You gotta come on PC. You can hang out in my apartment. I've got two properties. I got a beachfront property, and then I got the one downtown with a 10-car garage.
Yeah, I got two. I got the Elfly or whatever the fuck it is, and something that's like a Dodge Charger that I stole. But it's pretty good. I like Elegy's, it. I got to get some money to put the PCN logo on the front, though.
Yeah, Elegy's my racing car. That's my nice car, and that's the fastest car in the game. Once you get all the upgrades that you can.
I got a big three. It didn't cost me any money.
The big three are brakes, fucking engine, and transmission. Those are your three big upgrades for the vehicles, and also getting the turbo, which is just one. But you can upgrade all the
armor on that bitch.
Armor's good, makes it a little heavier, but it does, yeah. And listen, in the Elegy, I found video proving that if you get the carbon roof and hood, it does decrease your weight and it does make your car pretty noticeably faster.
Playing right before Giad's show, and this guy was in a tank for like 10 minutes chasing me down, just fucking blowing me to hell, and I'm like, all right, I quit.
Yeah, man. I was chilling on a submarine today. It was fun, man. I was taking all around the fucking map. One big loop.
Yeah, me and Turbo, we always go cruise around. The PCN shirts look good, man, when you put that logo on them.
Yeah, they do, man.
I put it on the Facebook to show people. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, everyone look out for us. Our tag is PCN1. It's Prank Call Nation. It's a crew on Rockstar Social Club for Grand Theft Auto Online and Grand Theft Auto 5 / whatever. Oh, I know we've got active players that we know of now on Xbox One and the PC version.
And the RBCP. Gotta get the 10 grand to drop on a t-shirt, though. That's bullshit.
And also join the Phone Losers of America one.
Yeah, I'm in both.
Yeah, but we're going to keep the PCN one just to, like, the staff and the major people. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it tight.
We're not you know you have permission in that crew, right?
Yeah, I do. I know, because I was thinking about updating it, but I thought PCN 1 is kind of nice. I think I'll stay with
it. Yeah, I tried just doing PCN, but it was like, four. Oh, you got to have 4, and I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
I was thinking PRNK, but I think PCN 1's better.
I had some guy invite me to a heist, and their crew was CNT.
Okay.
Cunt,
okay.
Yeah, it, like the little thing pops up. It's like, listen, you CNT, it's take your gun to work day. Fucking all this shit. I started busting up. Like, I was good. It's good.
Right. Here's another Time Warner complainer. Help. Oh, or TWC help. You can take the encryption off of that channel. Then problem fixed. So I guess there's a problem with the NHL Network and NBCSN today.
Both the same damn network, pretty much.
It's hockey season? Yeah, it is in season, right? It's in season until...
Oh, it's almost over. They're playing the conference finals right now.
Yeah, it's the Stanley Finals. The finals are like in the end of May. First week of June, it's over.
It's going to be football season for long.
Fuck yeah, man.
Then we'll get into fantasy football again.
How's the NBA going? Who's Houston's progressed? Like, who's in?
Houston's playing the... playing fucking shit. I know who they're playing.
I haven't been paying attention.
Golden State,
really?
And the Cavs are playing the Hawks.
Oh, the Cavs are going
to
take
your
that
call
series,
has been forwarded
man.
To an automatic
What's
voice message
series?
System.
Do you have an idea?
5.
I want the last game. They won the first game. The Cavs did.
Let's see.
But I don't know what it's all at.
They're 2-0. Cavs are up 2-0 on the series. Shit, 2-0. They'll sweep the motherfuckers.
Yeah, that'd be impressive, especially if Kevin Love's gone and he plays with the rest of them and ends up getting a title or something. They'd be sucking his dick in Cleveland.
Atlanta just never quite gets there, really. Doesn't ever quite get their heads
straight. They said this is the first conference championship game they've ever played in.
Championship game? Really? Ever?
Yeah, they've
this is the first time they've ever made it to
the
conference.
The
really?
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, holy shit, man. Long time coming because they've had good teams in the past, but just never really get it right in the playoffs. Postseason and Atlanta Hawks don't work together right very well. Hey, let's try that number again, all right? This is a Time Warner.
I think Dust Bernadette says Houston is up 2-0.
Oh, shit.
On Golden State.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
He's not answering at all.
Or, no, wait. Oh, okay, Houston's down 2-0.
Oh, shit, really? They're down. What's up with that? James Harden?
That's because Dwight James Howard being a bitch.
Fuck him. Good. You know what? As a matter of fact, good. That's right, I forgot. Dwight's on the... Yeah. Dwight's on the Rockets now, so I can't support him at all. Sorry.
I remember shows when you were always bitching about Dwight Howard. You're like, come on, you motherfucker.
He's never going to get a ring as long as I'm alive. I'll kill myself if it happens. I'll kill myself on the air. Cameron and everything. No. I'll do something bad, though, on the air. I'll
masturbate
myself
on the air?
No, I'll cut myself or something. A little bit.
Become a cutter.
Yeah. No, I'll just cut myself for you guys a little bit. Fuck no, I guess.
5G out, let him bite you in the head.
I'm that dopey motherfucker. Always fucking smiling and joking around. Asshole.
Oh, it's like that video I shared with you with him grabbing that dude's fucking junk.
Yeah. It was funny when he was young, when we fucking grow out of it, man, and he's in Orlando and the team's losing and he's on the sidelines laughing. It's like, what the fuck, man?
That dick video, like I said, he walked over there after the interview, grabbed that dude's nuts. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Which one are we calling?
Juan Torres.
Juan.
If Dave knew how bad Wendy's customer service was now, he would be so disappointed. Hashtags bad service, no service, Hollywood Wendy's fail. But no ring for Dwight ever. Ever, motherfucker. He's Patrick Ewing his way through this fucking his career.
Please leave your message for not
sabotage.
Motherfucker, you.
You fucking Charlie and him, you motherfucker. Ting it the mat, man.
Just to drag it out like he did, man, and to make us lose our fucking cool ass coach. You know what I mean?
That's Stan always Van bullshit Gundy. When a player has enough influence, they fuck this coach, get this motherfucker out of here.
And then he still fucking leaves. And Stan is the fucking man, bro. He's your coach now for your
now
team.
Now he's hanging
now,
out
right?
up in Detroit.
He's the fucking man, dude. Stan is fucking awesome.
Stan's the fucking GM and the coach.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got Holy both shit. Positions.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message.
Yeah, Stan came up. He's like, motherfucker, I want complete control. He's the...
Damn. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's got the whole dealy deal.
The person you're trying to reach.
Well, shit, he made the right decision. Just chilling for a year like he did.
He's like, nobody can fuck with me now. I got complete control.
He was a really big philanthropist in Central Florida. He was giving a lot to local charities and stuff. It was the community really hated the fact that he got fired. They were really resentful of that. At that point, you know, people started regularly booing Dwight at home and shit all the time. It's like... At that point, he wasn't going to want to stay anymore. It was like, just fucking go, dude.
Red Wings just lost their coach that they had for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
He's the Toronto Maple Leafs fucking coach now. It was time to go. Everybody was bitching about him. Toronto paid out the ass for him, too. They're paying like $6.5 million. A year for a fucking hockey coach.
Please leave your message for 90824.
Shit. I love this part of the show. Marie Baker. Comcast complaining she has the fastest internet and max cable package. You would think I'd receive better.
No, you skipped a bunch.
What? Did I?
Yeah. You got two above her.
Ears are dirty. Hang on. Let me get there.
Unless you did Tyler already.
I did Tyler. I just did Tyler.
That's what confused me, because Juan and Tyler have the same area code.
Oh, yeah. I did Joey and Tyler already. Oh. All right. Then we're at Mary. Marie? Okay. So as I said, Comcast. She says she should be getting better treatment. Why can't she get help? Bad treatment. She's in Florida. She's in the 904. What's up? What's up, 904?
Touchpot tits.
I used to rep the 904, now it's the 386.
remember when I was a kid, I was still repping the 305 for a while. The Miami area code. It went all the way up the whole coast of Florida. That's impossible. You know how many people moved since 1980s?
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Aren't these motherfuckers?
Yeah! I'll try again.
Smells like baloney.
Bolognese.
You have reached the voicemail box of 90451 7.
Anyway, 904. You know what I'm saying? Represent. Daytona Beach. I think Jacksonville's 904 too. AMC Theaters, I won't be coming back to any of your theaters because I discovered torrenting. No, because your customer service is horrible. Hashtag, you guessed it, lost business.
I like how these people think they're so fucking important.
Yeah.
I sent this tweet out here.
You have reached the voicemail.
You have reached.
Fuck. Yeah, it was really bad when that Facebooker tool went down.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good evening there, sir. How you doing tonight?
Who's this?
This is Dwight with AMC Theaters.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Not too bad. I saw you sent a tweet over our way, and I wanted to call and touch base with you and apologize for any inconvenience or, some customer service that may not have been to your satisfaction, and wanted to get your side of the story there.
Is this an actual AMC number?
Yeah, that's correct. It's coming through our IPs. They're being routed through here.
Oh, okay. So, wait, how did you get my number?
When the complaint comes through, it registers a telephone number, and so we thought we'd give you a shout.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nothing too crazy, but I usually don't use AMC. Just because Regal Cinemas is around me, but mm-hmm. we had specifically went to the AMC theater near the Palisades Mall.
It's right. In
the Palisades Mall, and the problem is that I paid $15. I actually wound up it was $15 a ticket. I wound up spending $50.
Right.
To pay for three tickets to a 3D movie.
What'd you go see?
I went to go see Poltergeist. It wasn't that great of a movie.
Yeah. I could have told you that.
But so when we went in there, we had been watching a few previews, and my girlfriend had went out because she hadn't eaten all day, so mm-hmm. she went to McDonald's real quick to grab some French fries. And had a couple left.
She wasn't trying to bring outside food in, was she?
Well, she had a couple of fries in the bag just to give me the rest. Nothing uh-huh. serious. But uh-huh. and the problem that I have in regard to the food issue.
Get into the food issue, you say three tickets?
Yeah.
You bought three tickets, $15 a piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's $45, not $50. But continue, go ahead.
Right, but I rounded it up.
Yeah, no, that's fine, go ahead.
But, so I called in regard to the fact that I'm paying this amount of money. She's not doing anything wrong. I would incorporate into your business the fact that a small popcorn is $6. So, in the regard that everybody in that theater has got some sort of outside food, so, and I get the generalized policy that, okay, it's not accepted in the sense, but my girlfriend was hunted down by security as if she was coming in there with some sort of weapon.
Oh, Jesus. And now, did they pat her down?
They took her bag and searched through her bag.
Oh, did they receive permission before doing this, or did they just snatch it?
Well, she didn't have much of an option in the sense that she was told to go get her bag. And now I got a theater full of people watching my girlfriend get searched as if she's got something wrong.
Well, we see what happens is the cameras that we have in, they're infrared, and we're actually able to see inside of purses. We're able to actually see through clothing, and we're able to kind of determine if there's something out of place there.
Yeah. I mean, all I'm saying is, listen, I think that the theater industry is a big ripoff in the sense that I'm, again, paying $15 per ticket to sit in not so comfortable seating to watch a movie that turns out to be
pretty
bad.
I don't even go there myself. They offer me a discount, like $4 when I go, and I don't even go.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, I usually go to Regal Cinemas, but I'm not going to go out of my way to go to AMC here.
Okay. Now, did they pat her down at all, or was it just her bag?
Did they pat you down? No.
Do you mind if I speak to her about the incident?
She's actually in the middle of doing something right now.
Oh, but can you put it on speakerphone at all, and I could speak to her that way?
No. She's not in the room right now.
Oh, okay, all right. She's not in the room, but you're talking to her. I got you. Okay, so go ahead and continue.
So that's basically it.
Okay, so let me tell you, because from my report that I got from the manager on duty, was that you and your girlfriend were standing, we're actually seated in the back row, and we have cameras within the theater itself, and they caught you receiving fellatio services from your girlfriend, and that's why security came in.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Yeah, well, no, we were able to determine that because we followed it all on the security cameras.
AMC.
And when they came and grabbed her, she had your penis approximately 2 inches deep between her lips.
Who's this, yeah?
My name is Dwight with AMC Theaters.
AMC Theaters.
Correct.
And what's my name?
Your name is Andrew Kringsman. Or Kriegsman? I'm sorry.
Okay, so who is this? Because I think I'm getting prank call right now.
My name is Dwight McClanahan. I'm with AMC Theaters. And I just wanted to inform you, this is a family establishment. We can't have people performing sex acts in the theater itself. I know it was a rated R movie, but we just can't have that. Sometimes children sneak into these movies.
Yeah. You're bugging.
I'm sorry?
None of this happened. All I'm saying is, listen, I came to your movie theater, and I got harassed for French fries. No one was taken out. No one was caught. No one was doing
that. I mean, from what they told me is you were using those French fries as a sexual toy to heighten the sexual tension in the theater.
I swear to God, yeah, I can't do this anymore. Who is this, yo?
They told me that you were taking French fries and rubbing it on her exposed vagina for sexual pleasure.
Is this Joe?
No, I'm serious. We have audio. They said you were going, oh, yeah, salt them, salt the pussy, salt Joe? Them. And that's what you were doing. And then you took one of the bigger French fries and you put it in your urethra and you were like, me, 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 me.
Oh, Joe. I wonder who Joe is. We'll try again. Joe.
Hello?
Hey, man. It was Joe. Joe's calling. It was funny, right? I'm Joe's friend, Paul. I have a boutique. Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm Joe's friend Paul. He's laughing really hard right now. But he told
me, Joe?
He's one of my friends. We're here hanging out, and he said he wanted to call you. He had a joke, something like that. So it was funny. It was funny, motherfucker. Right? We had a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't know who you are, but yeah, my name is Paul Kimbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone calls me Sauce.
All right, bro.
Yeah. Hey,
you have a good night.
You can call me Sauce too, honey. All right? I'll fill your mouth up with sauce. You know? White sauce. Dwight, where are you? What happened? You get scared? Dwight, touching it? Me? All right, Dwight's taking a shit or something. I'm going to play some more of this Mantan Moreland. So I found out he was the black dude that had the really bulging eyes on the Three Stooges shorts and stuff like that. This is him. He actually had a lot of regular work. He started working in minstrel shows in 1910. This is how far back this guy goes. This guy's a fucking pioneer, man. He was a black man telling dirty jokes like this way back then. He deserves a lot more respect than, recognition that he gets. Shit.
Y'all look at me. Look at him, Peck. I'm not him, Peck. I run my house. If I tell my wife to bring me some hot water, she better bring hot water. I can't wash no dishes in cold water.
That guy's awesome. I'm going to keep playing that later. You back, Dwight? What happened? You go pee-pee?
Yeah, false alarm.
False alarm.
Pee-pee. I thought I'd go take a leak, but I didn't.
That means you're probably diabetic if you're getting that a lot, I'm just saying. Yeah. You want to go through the risk factors, see if, what your rate at?
No. I had an A1C test earlier this year.
And what was it?
Not diabetic.
What was it? Was it pre-diabetic?
No, none of that.
Oh, well, we'll catch up. That beer, you gotta be careful with the gout, man.
Yep, they gave me medication for that, thank God.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, allopurinol or some shit.
Allopurinol, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta take it once a day. And ever since I've had it, it's done pretty good. My triglycerides are kind of high, and I keep fighting with the insurance company about getting them to fucking approve it. But
I'm gonna get your Trilipix going, man.
The doctor's like, oh, here's it. We want you on this medication. Insurance company's like, fuck that. We're not paying for it. So they sent an order for a generic. And the insurance company's like, fuck that. We're not paying for that.
You sentence you to die. Call them and tell them you're sentencing me to die.
Yeah, they're like, we want you on this cholesterol medication. It's like, dude, that's not what they're targeting. They're targeting triglycerides. Well, you're not fucking doctors. Yeah. You're insurance people. Shut the fuck up.
They get their own doctors to say, oh, yeah, let's do this because that company is really cool with us, you know, because they gave us a lot of shit. Here's some more Mantan Moreland, just because I said so. Dwight?
Guys were on the train. While they was on the train, it's a guy was sitting on there with three little old kids. These little kids were running all over the train, tanning it up. And the guy on the other side looked at him and says, hey, so is that your boys running all over this train? He said, yeah, come here, you little motherfucker. And he started thumping that boy and beating him all across the head and everything like that. And Father Vine looked at him and said, hey, you better stop beating that boy. Then you gonna have bad luck. So you gonna have hard luck, son. Really hard luck beating that boy. He said, hard luck. I'm gonna have hard luck. He said, brother, he said, my sister is in the baggage car dead. And we don't know where we gonna take her. You talking about I'm gonna have hard luck. You see this little son of a bitch here? He done running shit all over the train. And you talking about I'm gonna have bad luck. This little motherfucker done tore up the ticket and I'm on the wrong train. My barn just burned down. With everything in it, you tell me I'm gonna have hard luck. The day before yesterday, coming to this train, that we were crawling across the desert, my wife and I. That we was hungry, didn't have nothing to eat. That we only had just a little bit of flour in a can. So we thought that we would stop and make some biscuits.
then we didn't have no water to put in the flour. So I told her, I said, baby, I said, you might as well pee on it and make give us some nice dough. And she sat down to pee on it, and instead of peeing, she farted and blew the flour away.
What the fuck? I love it. I think this guy's a genius, man. He's got fart jokes going on in the 50s, man. I think this might be fucking older than that. It's got to be 50s, at least 50s.
He was ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time, man. Fuck Richard Pryor. This is what's up. Mantan Moreland.
Shit.
All right, sorry. Do we have more numbers, Dwight? No, we're done.
Looking at some Yelp check-ins.
I got Jennifer. All right.
Nothing real promising.
Talking to Miss Jennifer. Jennifer's a Comcast complainer saying she never received confirmation for her Tuesday appointment, and she sent the direct message. Well, I got the direct message. Let's get that Comcast toll-free number. You got that offhand? Comcast. 1-800-COMCAST?
Well, let me look here. Oops, hit the wrong goddamn button. Okay, so 1-800-266.
Oh, shit. 266.
Uh-huh. 22. 78.
78. All right, thanks, bye.
Yep.
I just Darl. I just 100 Comcast every time. Okay. So, when we left off, we were going to call her. Let's do that now. Engage. Oh, shit. Okay, and engage. Yay! She farted and blew all the flour away. That's awesome.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak with Jennifer Donovan? My name is Andrew. I'm calling from Comcast, Xfinity.
It's 11 o'clock at night on a Friday.
Yeah, you sent it on sometime during this shift tonight, so that means you're up. Right? You had a complaint about your appointment being missed. You didn't get a confirmation call, and you're due for a $25 fee for that?
I'm not due for any fees. I sent a message at like 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah,
it's not 11 o'clock at night.
Well, there is a fee being
placed.
You need
to call me back during.
There is a fee being placed on your account for this, just to let you know.
For what?
For this call. For this ticket that you opened through Twitter. She's like, what? For what? I bet she won't pick up this time. But the seed has been planted. Yes, tomorrow she will wake up and call very angry and demand a credit for bologna coupons.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Jennifer Donovan. I can't get to the phone.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, what do we got, Dwight? Shall I look at the map, see if I can get anything to pop up?
I got some Yelp check-ins there.
All right, Yelp check-in. All right, let's get the Yelp check-in. Dust Bernadette says, sorry, but you didn't bother me, buddy. Dust Bernadette was asking me for advice for getting into the IT industry, and I help Dust Bernadette out. Let him know what I did, you know, to get to where I'm at, which isn't that super good, but doing way better than I was before.
There's a check-in at the Meepee Pizza.
I'll be honest, like, it's really hard to get a hold of me. Even my friends, like, ask Milkman, ask my wife, my in-laws, everyone, my mistress, they will all tell you I'm extremely hard to get a hold of.
I just get messages every once in a while, like, here's a video, and I look at it, and it's a deer farting.
Dude, deer fart was awesome today. I found deer farting, man. There's a video. Dude, everyone go to YouTube and type in deerfart.wmv, and you prepare. It's 10 seconds long. You'll probably play it for a whole minute straight, man. That's 10 times. Like his little tail goes up like a flag.
You see the damn thing farts. Flexing its ribs.
Yeah, his ribs are like, yeah, he's getting into that fart.
Get out of me, evil demon.
But he still keeps the innocent deer look on his little face. I guess I could get the link for
like
the chat.
Like if you could talk, you'd be like, it wasn't me.
I get the link for the chat, I guess. I posted it on Matt Hillock's.
Come in, how can I help you?
Yeah. Hi, I need to speak to a customer there named Stephanie. Stephanie?
A customer?
Stephanie Eldridge.
I think you got the wrong number. There's no Stephanie here.
This is Thai Canteen.
In Midtown Sacramento?
Yeah, she's eating there.
Oh, I'm not... There's so many customers here, I don't really know who that is.
They'll say, please, announcement, please, Stephanie Eldridge, your house is on fire, please.
Just give me one second.
Okay. Oh, man.
What was that?
What a waste of my time. All right, you get the next one, buddy.
I'm going to look for Miss Diamond.
Miss Diamond. Diamond in the back.
I'm hoping her real last name is Diamond.
Yeah. Let's see if that black guy had any more jokes. I don't know if he did. Yeah, I think it's just black people laughing.
It sounds like a zoo.
That's a good background noise to get, right? For a soundboard? Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, holy shit. The sloth is still active in the chat. Holy dick.
Oh, he woke up, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I found deer fart. Let me post a link here for you in the chat room. There you go. That's what it sounds like.
It wasn't me.
It's got 3.6 million views, man. It's been around, probably. I thought a lot of people had seen it by now, but I posted it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Alright, so, who's next?
Miss Diamond.
Miss Diamond. Did I never dial it?
Nope. Wow. There was a deer fart.
Oh yeah. Sorry, priority, sir, priority.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you for calling the Four Points by Sheraton San Diego. To reach a guest,
Ricardo Montalban,
please dial 0. For reservations, dial 1. For accounting, dial 2. For sales and...
Please hold.
Yes, sir. Hello? Snake is speaking.
Yeah, I need to be transferred to a guest, please.
Okay, what's the guest's last name?
Last name is Diamond.
Okay, one second, okay, sir?
Mm-hmm. That's me. Put me on hold. If you can't type a name in like 30 seconds.
Typical woman.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
We don't have a guest here with the last name Diamond.
Well, she said that's what she checks in as. She's a prostitute.
She's a prostitute?
Yeah. Lady of the Night.
Oh, okay.
She's a black lady.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. You got a list of prostitutes right there.
No, we don't. 1 second, sir.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
She actually heard you say that. I didn't know she was going to hear you say that. That was funny.
I do not know how to handle this situation.
She could have left when you said that.
Okay, hello, sir.
Yeah,
the only way I'd be able to find her is by her actual last name, because we have to verify her ID, so I wouldn't be able to help you without
her last
name.
Okay, so you had to verify her ID.
Yeah, we have to verify her ID.
So, like, can I come in and, like, just grab a seat in the lobby and just wait until I see her, or what can I do?
Her actual name is Cher. It's Cher.
Because I already gave her money.
C-H.
Her last name is Cher?
No, her actual first name is Cher. Cher. Cher.
Yeah, Cher. I think it's short for Sharon.
Cher. 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 How do you say it? Cher.
Do you know her last name?
I think it's just Cher.
Hmm.
Okay, let me see. 1 second.
And she just goes, you know, like that guy Cross? He just goes by Cross, yeah. Like that.
She says she usually stays in like 312.
3,012.
You have the wrong hotel. I think you're trying to get the one in
Dallas. No, it's not the wrong hotel. It's the
hotel with
the right
lots
one.
Of putas in it, right?
It's a great day at the Four Points San Diego. This is Nika speaking. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I know. I was looking for Miss Diamond. I was looking for her room. She says she stays in the 3,012 up there.
What's the last name?
Diamond.
D-I-A-M-O-N-D?
Yeah, you got it.
Unfortunately, you don't have a guest here by that name.
But listen, she already took my money. She's... I don't. You guys like prostitutes in there, but she took my money already. So I need to be transferred to her room in order to get my money back, or somebody at the front desk is going to owe me a blowjob.
I apologize about that. I don't have...
Okay, so transfer me to 312 so I can talk to her.
312?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay, and what was the last name of the reservation under 312?
Why, she said that's where she stayed, and she told me last name was Diamond, but she's giving me fake names, so I need to talk to her, transfer me up there so I can get my money back.
And unfortunately, I don't have that guest under 312.
Well, no, listen. Listen, either you're blowing me or she's blowing me. You make that decision. I mean, I'm good either way.
I apologize, sir. Unfortunately, we don't... I don't have that guest here. Unfortunately, I would not be able to transfer you over. The only way I'd be able to do that is hotel policy. Would you need to... I would need you to verify the last name of the reservation.
Ah!
I don't have that.
Oh, shit. Oh, I lost a pain pill on the floor, man. This is bad. Oh, man. What if a cat eats it? Toy, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy. I'm sorry about that.
That cat might get your pain pill.
Time is running. I'm passing. I'm calling
back.
I'm running. I'm passing. So you all better get right at this time, because it might be no next time, y'all.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Four Points by Sheraton San Diego. To reach a guest, or if you need operator assistance, please dial 0.
Please hold.
Thank you for calling the Four Points San Diego.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm looking to speak to a guest who's staying there, please.
Okay, what's her last name?
Chur.
How you spell that?
Chur. C-H-U-R, Chur.
C-H-U-R. We don't have anything by that last name.
C-U-L-O.
C-U-L-O?
Mm-hmm, Culo.
We don't have anything under that last name either.
C-H-O-C-H-A.
Okay, hold on. C-H-O. You don't have anything under that last name.
T-I-T-S.
Nothing under that last name either.
P-U-S-S-Y.
Nothing under that last name either. So.
Labia.
Areola. Areola.
Vulva.
No, we don't have that, sir.
Hey, how your pussy go? How your pussy go?
Cervix. I got too deep. Too deep, so to say. Hey, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Stand by, Pooh.
I found it. Yeah, the cats are safe. The cats will lay.
You should give it to the cats rectally.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These will knock you out. They're small as fuck. The small ones. They have no Tylenol in them at all. They're not Vicodin or Percocet. They're just straight up the oxycodone.
That lady sounded kind of sexy, like she wanted to fuck, right? Like, they always have to tell her, hey, no fucking the guests.
Don't be flirting. Yeah, that was her. Dirty girl. Not dirty.
She has vibrating panties on, and she gives the remote control to random guests.
Okay. It's kind of a stretch. But hey, man, you want to try the pizza place?
Sure.
DNA pizza? Let them know we got some DNA in it.
Especially when I get done with it.
DNA?
How you doing? I'm looking for some guy that's in there eating some fucking pizza.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy. He's in there. He's trying to pick up a pizza. He's trying to get a nice pie.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. So,
people that come in, consumers that come in, they order pizza, they get pizza. He's in there, and then you talk to him because his parents' house is on fire.
Good talk.
What
the fuck?
What a dick.
Cocksucker. He didn't understand, so I was explaining it to him.
What a pain.
He's about to get the wrath now.
DNA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Call and make an order, please.
I'm sorry?
I'm calling to make an order, please.
Have you ordered with us before?
No.
Alright, just so you know, at this time of the night, we can only take card. Is that okay?
Take card?
Yeah, so we can't take cash, only card.
Oh, just a card machine. Okay.
Yeah, like you have to pay with a credit card.
Okay, sure.
Go. Please hold for 1 second.
10-4.
Says real McAsshole.
We're on hold. He sounds like an asshole, right? Like a fucking dickhead, this guy.
Yeah. Want to get some fucking cheese sticks and he's being a fuckhead.
Probably got some shit food here. We shouldn't even fucking order from this fucking place.
I've tasted better bread when I ate out this bitch with a yeast infection.
Oh my god. Fuck you, PCN. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Okay.
Fuck this network.
Fuck you, fucking niggas. Fat fucking spit. I never get mad if you call me fat. I know I'm fat. But he was like saying stuff like, go take your pills. I was like, alright, hey man, that's kind of fucked up, bro. Let me take it easy, a little time out. And he was, but this wasn't the only thing. He was being a douchebag consistently for a few weeks there.
What a cocksucker.
And it was supposed to be just like a little bit, and then he just, when they let him back in, he went off the rails again. Like, even worse.
Went off the deep end.
Yeah, I think after like a second or third time, I was like, alright, dude. Bye. Like, letting you back in, let bygones be boys. Be cool, man. Don't be a dick. Don't be an asshole. That's one of the rules of the chat room on the chat page. You guys should read those rules. It's pretty much... The first rule is that PCN chat is under democracy.
last year for some reason, a group of people were like, this should be a democracy, and it's not fair that the people can't vote on who can be banned. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's my fucking network. The fuck are you talking about?
The person that pays for shit. You shouldn't decide who's banned.
The people. Okay. You can even have Patreon at that point.
Yeah, dude, when I was playing Counter-Strike Source, I had fucking op hours, and I never fucking answered to anyone who I banned. I'm like, yeah, I banned him. Here's the fucking reason I banned him. There, it's done. It's done.
Yeah. That's a story I wish I could talk about. I'm just going to let it sit for a while. I'm
going to let it just fucking simmer. Mm.
Something happened recently, but it's just sad. Some people still think like that. Some people are like, well, that shouldn't be like that. I just want it not to all be right. like that. It's like, well, it's our fucking chat room, and that's how we like it. So, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Like, we all came to consensus, the people who run this, and between all of us who said, yeah, that's what we're going to do, how we want it. And if you don't like it, go to a different chat room.
There's a hierarchy, just like GTA 5, that handles this bullshit. Yeah.
There's capos. So. I'm hanging up on this pizza place. He's probably just listening to us.
Oh shit, I didn't even know we're still on.
I forgot to. He's just listening to all our shit. Like, who are these people? Who's Carl Sanders? Alright. Jovan. Safeway, you try it. Safeway, I hope he's still there, getting his little purchases.
Thank you for calling your friendly Sacramento Safeway. Using your touchtone phone, make a selection from the following choices, or stay on the line, and your call will.
Nice making the assumption I have a touchtone, bitch.
Please listen to the options as our menu has changed. For store hours and location information, press 1. For all other inquiries and customer service, press 8.
Why wouldn't you just let it go straight through to someone?
One moment, please.
Seriously, right? Why?
You want to store hours? Press 1. Otherwise, stay on the fucking line.
You know, I'm tired of hearing these things that say, please listen to all the options I have. They've recently changed. And
they didn't.
You've been hearing that for like the last 3 years. Whenever you call the same employee. Please listen carefully as our options have changed. And you can't hit 0. It doesn't even register when you type 0. It's like,
the only option that changed was the option to press 0.
Yeah. Exactly. When you hit 0, it tells you that is an invalid option. And it starts all the way from the beginning again. Yes. Those are the good ones. Now, I've called ones at jobs that I've had before where, like, there's an option, like, for polka. I remember there was this one place I called once, and goes, and press 5 for polka time. I'm like, huh? And I hit 5, and you're da-da-da-da-da-da. And that was it. It was like Zappos.
Thank you for calling Safeway on Hal. This is John. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing there, John? I'm looking for a gentleman that's in there shopping right now. I got to get a hold of him. His parents' house is on fire, and he's not answering his cell phone. I don't think he has reception.
Okay, he's shopping in the store?
Yeah, he's in the store.
What's his name?
Yeah, his last name is Torres. First name is Javon. Javon Torres.
Javon Torres, okay. I will see if that person's in here.
Yeah, if you can, please hurry up. They took his mother away in the ambulance. We're still looking for his father.
Okay, I will... Do you want me to put you on hold and report?
Yeah, put me on hold, and if you can get him to the front desk, I got to talk to him real quick.
All right, thanks. Hold on.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad he thanked me.
I know. Shit. What would we be without that?
That's amazing how fast that fucking gets people to the front desk. Your parents' house is on fire. Tried that with the workout places. I'm like, we can't leave the desk. I'm like, come on, his fucking house is on fire. He looks like Jackie Chan. I confirmed the hotels for tomorrow there, Mr. Beef.
Good, good. You got hotels going on for celebrity hunt number two.
Yep, I confirmed all three Comic-Cons I want to try tomorrow.
Comic-Cons. You know what I really would like to do once, man? Now that you're getting into the Comic-Con things, I should get you involved. We'll go to a Comic-Con.
I just called for him. I don't know if he's in here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wait on hold. I think he should be in there. He's picking up some groceries.
Okay. All right, I'll see.
Excuse me. Hey,
him again.
I'm sorry. My name is Bill. Can I, Dwight, just because I know his friend that's there with him, can I give him? Sir, can you ask maybe for his friend? Because maybe he'll hear his name.
What's his friend's name?
His friend is Nick. Last name is G-E-R-Z, Gers.
Nick, is this a prank call?
No.
Okay.
No, his parents' house is on fire. We're trying to, like I said, we're still trying to locate his father.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll call for Nick.
Nicholas Gers. Yeah, Nick Gers.
Okay. Well, one moment. I'll see.
Okay. Thank you. She's just going to say Nick. Shout out to the Stern Show for that, by the way. Especially Saul Governale. We gotta get someone to do it. But see, that's gotta be good to have someone there that record it. Like Jad would do good with that with his new project.
Yeah, there's no one coming to the desk at all, so.
Oh, it was a lie. It was a lie.
Yeah?
Yeah. To make you say niggers.
Yeah, I didn't say it, so.
He's silly. Then call it again, he might be there.
Yeah, the old Comic-Cons, those are starting to become fun just to talk your way past. Let me tell you, someone who I did talk to earlier, I didn't burn the number, but just to confirm one of the hotels, I talked to Linda Blair earlier.
No way, cool.
Yeah, from the Exorcist. The Exorcist.
Yeah, I just saw The Exorcist last Saturday.
I called and he's like, I was like, I need to be transferred to my mother's room. And I got her and I didn't burn the number, but they're confirmed, yes.
I got breaking news. The Senate just rejected the bill to extend the NSA's bulk collection of telephone data. Breaking news.
Oh, so they're not listening to us anymore?
We'll see about that. At least this. Yeah.
Just because they rejected it doesn't mean they don't do it.
Doesn't mean they won't do it without getting paid. I don't know. I don't know how that works, man. But supposedly that just came up. That just came down the wire right now.
Gandalf Pimp in IRC said he just caught the Nick Gers reference.
It took him that long.
The guy on the phone caught it right away. He was like, wait a minute. And George says, I bet the NSA is a big prank call fan.
Yeah, they're probably big fans of ours. What's up,
that
guys?
Would be entertaining, like, just listening to, like, boring fucking calls, and then all of a sudden, it's like, dude, you gotta listen to this.
I'm pretty sure they've listened to us. I'm pretty sure at some point, because, you know, we've called, like, Iran and shit like that.
Now we've referenced fucking terrorists, no fly list all the goddamn time.
As much as me and the rest of the staff try to get people not to say that shit, it comes out. Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hi,
yeah, I would like to order, make an order, most, Didi Mao.
Pardon?
Didi Mao, I'd like to make an order, Didi Mao.
Where did you call?
This is Palm Tree, LA?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to make an order.
You want an order?
Well, can I speak to someone who's there?
No, no.
And
this time.
And to when?
After 15 minutes.
And to what? You know?
Can you call after 15 minutes?
No, motherfucker, you. Okay.
I can't speak English very well.
Oh, you fuck yourself then, stupid fucking Vietnam motherfucker, Korea motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
And a couple numbers there. I got a very special guest that used to live there for a little bit.
I used to live
there. Yeah, you used to, you know, you rented a space on the top of their elevator.
Oh, did I? Oh, shit. Really? Hey, I gotta
I have to go pee, too.
I gotta pee. All right, we're gonna take a pee break. Listen to music.
Pee break.
Yeah, Beastie Boys. Nice.
Oh. All right. Sorry, I'm back. Are you back?
Yeah.
I had to check on the old lady over there. She's not feeling well tonight. All right, where are we here? We got more numbers, you said, right?
Yeah, that one where we did the you riding on the elevator.
So that same place?
Yeah.
Nice, let's do it. Yeah, I used to live there till they kicked me out, like Carl Sanders got kicked out where he lives. Sorry. I just can't believe such hatred. Why? I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to make people laugh. No, I'm just trying to make people laugh, man. It's not worth it if you're going to get upset about it, guys. Just don't tune in. Don't listen. Don't deal with it. Find something else. There's a lot of stuff out there. I really just want to make people laugh. If you're not going to laugh, don't come, please. If you're not going to laugh, I hang out and have a good time.
Throw the echo on and we'll see if we can't fuck with
them. Sure. For me or for you?
For you.
Pie Pizza, Jeff speaking. How can I help you this evening?
Oh, what is this now?
My Pie Pizza.
Oh, the meat without Mimi Pizza?
It's My Pie Pizza.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Listen, I ordered some pizza and delivery driver, he come. And we have met? Issue now. He's stuck in my bathroom.
He what?
Your delivery driver, he come to my house and he said he needed to use the bathroom and now he's stuck in there.
Oh, no. Okay. Let me talk to Miles.
Okay. Hang on. Hey, your boss is on the phone.
This is Miles. How may I help you?
Hey, your delivery driver, he come and brought me a pizza and now he's stuck in my bathroom.
Excuse me?
Yeah, your delivery driver's stuck in my bathroom.
He's in your bathroom?
Yeah, he's stuck. He said he had to make a pee-pee and I said it was right there, first door on the left, and now he's stuck in there.
Sent our delivery driver home a while ago.
Yeah, well, he said he had one more delivery. Now he's over here. He's stuck in the bathroom. I'm trying to... I put it on speakerphone. He's trying to talk through the door.
Yeah, I really can't do anything. He's not on our clock right now. So we're really not responsible
for him. So you're not going to help him?
Well, I don't know
what he's going to do. He's taking a leak.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. He's stuck in there. The doorknob won't turn.
I really can't do anything from being at work right now, you know? I can't. There's nothing.
Well, he needs a hand.
I can't do anything, sir. I'm sorry.
How about a job? Well,
is he supposed to just live in there?
You could maybe call police or something to help open that door.
No, no, they charge all kinds of money. I don't have money for that. I barely had money for pizza.
Well, I can't do anything about that, so I'm sorry.
Well, you need to come over and get him out of here. He's wearing the uniform and everything. I'm going to start taking pictures, and I'm going to send it to the news.
Well, that's okay if that's what you have to do, sir. I can't do anything from here.
I'm going
to
embarrass your company. I'm going to embarrass your location. I'm going to say delivery driver is beaten off in my bathroom. Well, see, now he's hitting my door. He's hitting the bathroom door. He's trying to get out.
Well, I can't come to your house. He's not our responsibility right now. So I can't leave the restaurant.
He said he was on the clock when he came here.
Well, he's not on the clock right now because our delivery drivers went home and they clocked out. So he shouldn't have been giving a delivery.
Your delivery driver just said you're taking all responsibility. He said he was on the clock.
Yeah, they're in charge about it. It's on them. Don't worry. They'll take care of it, sir.
He said, you're going to take care of it.
Because it's, yeah, I was working.
All right, what's your address?
You want, okay, my address is 1625 Salvio Street.
Hello?
Okay. I'm going to send the fire department over to get him out, okay?
The fire department? To get him out? What, you can't come over here and give me a hand? I got a crowbar.
So misuse of fire resources.
No, the fire department will get the guy out of the bathroom. So
I'll
go ahead and call them.
Oh, I'm so.
Is this how you treat your employees?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they'll be there shortly, okay?
Okay, fuck you.
All right, bye.
Fuck you, in the ass.
All right, there we go.
Fuck him.
Is that what you want?
I thought it was the hotel.
Yeah, that was my bad. But we have fun still. We have fun. We made it happen. Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
But here we are. This is where we were wanting to be. The Imperial Hawaii Resort at Waikiki.
The lady that says, "Are you is your brother in my shaft?" If he's not, I'm calling the police.
He's in my shaft.
Aloha, Imperial Hawaii, sir.
Yeah, listen, I have an issue that I would like to report to the manager on duty.
Regarding?
An unauthorized guest.
I'm sorry?
An unauthorized guest.
Unauthorized guest?
Yes.
And how'd you come about with this unauthorized guest?
Well, it's my brother.
And you're staying in house?
No, I'm not staying in house. I'm on the mainland. But he's a veteran and he's been drinking. And he called me to tell me that he got into the elevator of your establishment and he pushed up the top and he climbed up top and he's riding the elevator like a horse.
Oh, sounds like your dad.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like your dad.
Sounds like your mom.
See, he's belligerent and riding your elevators.
Kanaka?
Maybe he was like raped as a child or something?
Fuck you, motherfucker. I can hear what you say here, everything you say. I guess they ain't gonna work with them anymore, dude.
I think they fired the lady we spoke to and put Jose in charge.
Yeah, man. But hey, we gotta get a resort. Are you feel like pranking some more? Are you with me, man?
Yeah, we can ride out a little bit longer.
A little bit longer? Come on, man. Come on, get some beer. Let's get really drunk and high.
Yeah, but I guess stuff I gotta do tomorrow, I'm trying.
You don't gotta do nothing. What, you gotta do a choir practice tomorrow?
No, but I gotta get my fucking car fixed tomorrow.
You don't have a car, come on, so you don't have a car.
Yeah, I gotta tell my brother I'm gonna go out there with the fucking garden hose and I'm gonna hit him and tell him to fix the part of my car.
Oh, shit, man, really?
Yeah, I gotta have a steering gearbox put in.
Oh,
shit. Went and got it. It was about $200. Okay. But I don't have to pay any labor. I just tell my brother to get under the fucking car and fix it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. It sucks when you got car trouble, right? Don't you hate that shit?
Yeah, it's. I just had upper and lower ball joints put on that fucker on both sides.
Oh, shit. Man.
And then I asked my brother, I was like, isn't that supposed to fix that fucking problem? He's like, yeah, well, it... He said, you didn't have those put on anyway, but the steering problem is the gearbox. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
All right, Brother Dwight, my man, my bro. We got another hotel. This one's in L.A. Let's see if we can get popping off with the elevator prank. But I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have an elevator.
Well, here we go. Do not advise any time to speak to guest services.
If you know the person or department you are calling, press
quiet.
The 4-digit extension at any time. Press 8 to reach a guest. Press 2 for reservations. Press 3 for
staff. 8 to reach a guest.
Please hold.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I guess that would work.
Let's see. I don't think so. Oh, their volume is so low, though, sir.
So wonderful to hear at the Holiday Inn LEX. This is Justin speaking. Can you please hold?
No, I really can't. It's kind of an emergency.
Okay, what did you need?
My brother, he's a Vietnam vet, and he's been drinking. He just three-way called me, and he told me that he got into your elevators, and he pushed up the top, and he is currently on top of your elevators.
I'm riding the elevator.
On top of the elevator?
Yeah, he said he's on top of the elevator. He said, like a carnival ride.
Yeah, the elevator's going up and down.
He's at the Holiday Inn here in La Cienega?
Yeah, correct. He's currently on top. I have him on three-way.
Yeah.
Give me one second.
Slow it up and down. I saw some rats. Too loud.
Give me one second.
Right. Okay, thank you. Down a little.
That was a close one. Hello down there. Can you let me out? Hey.
Hello, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
See me?
Yeah. No, he's up there.
Okay, give me one second.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, can you stop the elevator? Please. Ma'am.
He said he's sitting there. He's trying to yell at people in the elevator to stop the elevator.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Give me one second.
Can't see me. Tell her that they're not. They don't. I'm up here.
They're ignoring him.
Hello.
Yeah. Who is this?
The security officer. I'm in.
How you doing? Listen, my brother. He's a vet, and he's been drinking. And he told me he just three-way called me, and he's in the elevator. He said he went in the elevator and he pushed the top up, and now he's on top of the elevator.
Oh. On top of the elevator?
Yeah,
I got him on three-way here.
I'm riding it. Okay, do you know which one he's in?
Hey, brother, do you know which one you're in?
The main one.
The middle, the left, or the right?
It says main bus B, undervolt here.
He's saying it says main bus B?
Undervolt.
Okay, could you hold? I'll go check him out right now and see what's going on.
Okay, yeah, I'll hold on.
Can you shut him off?
Yeah. Don't shut. Are you gonna shut him off so he doesn't ride further up?
And then we need to test the fire alarm too. Look, the bell's supposed to be loud, guys. Okay, because I'm up here next to the bell. I can't do anything about the bell is loud. You gotta work with me here.
Hello, sir. Hello?
Help! C-3PO, are you there?
Yeah, no, brother, I'm going to ask the guy if you should put your t-shirt in the gears, if that'll help.
Oh, brother. We're out then. Oh, my brother. I'm going to get out of here. Oh, sister. Your mother.
That door is slamming mighty loud. They need to oil that.
Are you sending me a secret?
No.
Oh. It's so loud up here. The bell is so loud.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
I get chest pains whenever I get things. My angina.
Vagina?
No, angina.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, sir.
Smoking some weeds up, some marijuana up here. Yeah.
Hello?
C-3PO, where are you? C-3PO! Should I fall? Traffic is on a potential level.
Hello? This is my idea of hold. I mean, I thought he'd, you know, at least have the phone. Yeah, hello.
Okay, so did are you still talking to on the phone with your brother?
Yeah, I don't know where he went. He said he was going to check the elevator, and my brother's still up there, and he hasn't come back. Did the guy climb up there with him?
I have to pee.
I think he's going. He went to go check to see which one he's in because he doesn't. We don't know which one he's in.
Yeah, well, there's a problem though because my brother he lost his arm. during the war, and he has severe pain, and he is in need of smoking a marijuana cigarette. He has his medical marijuana card, and he wants permission to be able to smoke marijuana up there.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to the security guard. He's trying to figure out where exactly he is.
Oh, okay. So where is he?
He's at the Holiday Inn LAX, right?
Where is he? He needs help. He has the marijuana. He needs to smoke it.
I gotta get out of here.
What's your brother's name?
His name is
Doc.
Doc.
Doc Curry.
He goes by Doc. Our last name is Brown. You still there?
Give me 1 second. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, ma'am. Is that you or is that the elevator music?
That's here.
Oh, it's the elevator. Okay.
I can't turn it off now. I'm going to kick it.
Did you just cut the wire for the elevator music, brother?
Traditional Puerto Rican music.
Oh. Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
We're on silent hold, I think.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Yeah, who is this now?
Yeah, this is the security officer again.
Hey, boy.
Did you find him?
No, what hotel is he in?
He said he's at this hotel. He gave me the number, and I looked it up.
Okay. Does he know the name of the hotel? Because I've checked the elevator, and there's nobody's in the elevator.
Brother, what's the name? Well, he's not in the elevator. He's on top of it.
Oh, he's on the roof.
He's on the top. Yeah, he pushed the roof access panel, and he climbed up top.
All right. Okay, I'll go check.
How are you going to check that? You fucking kidding me here.
No one will ever guess where I got those two sound drops for. Those are some of the first sound clips I ever got for this show.
Hello, ma'am. Are you there? The Imperial handled this much more urgently than these fuckers. Hello. Hello.
We're waiting here. Dwight, we're up here. You know.
Listen, you people need to hurry up. He said he has to pee. Hello?
Hello.
I'm glad they only own a fucking corded phone. That's fantastic.
Alright.
What the devil was that? Bobby?
Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Boring.
I never use these sound effects anymore.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Anybody can be... Hello?
Sex pervert from America.
Hello?
I think he's coming back. I may be shutting him off. What do you want me to do, boy?
Yeah, I don't know. Hello? Maybe call him back. I don't know.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
I thought that was him. You bitch, motherfucker.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Some penis.
Was it
please eight? Hold.
I hit it, Dwight.
Good evening. This is Tammy speaking.
Hey, Tammy. Listen, I was talking to security. They're looking for my brother.
Yes, he's actually upstairs trying to find him, sir.
Yeah, he said he heard him, but we can't communicate with him if he doesn't have the phone.
Well, let me see what's going on with my security to see if he actually found him.
Yeah, listen, he said, yeah, I can hear him, but I can't communicate because, you know, he doesn't have the phone. Does he have a walkie-talkie?
Is he retarded?
My security is on a walkie-talkie looking for your brother.
Yeah, well, we're trying to communicate that he can hear him, but he can't say anything because he's not on the phone.
Maybe he's stupid.
The security is on it. He's on the radio. He's not on the phone. So,
when they transferred us onto the phone, he said he was going to go check, but then he put us on hold, and we don't hear him.
Well, hold on. Let me find out what the location is.
Okay, yeah, radio in to him.
Well, hold on, please.
Yeah, please.
She doesn't want to listen to me at all, huh?
No. Attitude problem.
Yeah.
Oh God, I hope they get you out of there before you gotta hit that. Listen, ma'am, he's diabetic, and when his sugars get like this, he has to use the bathroom.
I get gassy. It sounds like a deer farted up here.
Sir?
No, yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. My security guard is on the roof.
Oh!
All over the roof. Looking.
He's on the roof.
You said not, or what did you say to your...
I said my brother is on the roof of the elevator, not on the roof of the hotel.
Well, that's impossible for him to do that.
Oh, no, ma'am. He went in the elevator, he pushed the panel, and climbed on the top of the elevator.
Did he tell you that he did this, sir?
Yeah, and I explained that to security. I don't know what he's doing on the roof of the hotel.
Well, just a minute. I'm going to go check myself.
You're gonna go check what? How is this happening? Because I've been 20
pussy.
Minutes now.
Tell her to check her pussy.
Hold on, just give me.
No, no, bro, come on! Don't talk to her like that. She's trying to help you.
She steals stuff. And puts her. Oh, in her pussy.
Please stay on the line, ma'am. Don't leave us just guessing what's going on here.
Yeah, man, deer fart's the best. So you did get to see it. You enjoyed it?
I did.
Yeah, deer fart, man.
I want to get the scent, you know, for when we go hunting again, if these bitches can get you off that elevator.
I'm going to get by some liquid ass.
That's the only way they don't know we're coming.
Oh, yeah, put some liquid ass on, right?
Mm-hmm. Ma'am? Why do they keep putting us on hold? We need to communicate. Open up the lines of communication.
Okay, sir?
Yeah.
Hi, sorry, you were on hold. I actually have my manager and the security guard trying to check all the elevators we have here to see if we find him, but we don't.
Do they have access to look on the roof of the elevator? Not the roof of the hotel, yes. Not in the elevator, but on the top of the elevator.
Yeah, that's what he's going to check. We didn't see any panels open in there. Can I get?
Well, he closed them after he went up.
Okay.
He told me he's going to stay the night there. He said he had a pillow and a blanket, and he was just going to. He said that the sound of the motor was soothing. He was going to sleep up there, and he was going to go. He's going to go nighty night.
A pillow and a blanket.
He said he had a pillow and a blanket. He was a vet, and he has it in a backpack, and he has one of them rolls. And so he said he was just going to go up there because he had nowhere else to stay, and it was, kind of bad weather. So he's going to climb up there, and he's going to roll it out, and he's just going to sleep for the night.
Yeah, we just don't see how it's possible how he would do that. So which
he has military training. That's all I have to say. I mean,
what hotel is it, sir?
What? Hey, brother, are you still there?
Yeah.
What hotel is it?
The Bellagio.
That's in Vegas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah. The Bellagio's in Vegas.
I said I was in L.A., Las Vegas. I said, you asked me where was I? I said L.A., Las Vegas. That's where I'm at.
So this isn't the Bellagio?
No, this is California. Las Vegas, California.
This
LA.
Is Holiday Inn.
Oh, no, he said it's in Las Vegas, California.
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah.
Or what is it? Los Santos? I don't know. What's it called?
He said this is in Los Santos?
Whatever it is.
No,
what
this is you're calling Los Angeles. You're calling the Holiday Inn.
This is like San Diego, San Francisco, San Angeles. Something. I don't know.
He doesn't really know where he's at.
Well, why
do
I know? You know, I don't have time for that. It's bullshit.
He wants to know if it's okay. Like, should he put some of his t-shirt in the gears? Will that stop the elevator?
Give me 1 second.
Right. Okay.
Sir?
Yeah.
Now, we have checked our elevators. There's nothing going on with the elevators. No one can lift the panels on all of our elevators. Are you sure it is a Holiday in LAX?
I can.
He said he did.
Well, sir.
I can do 119 pull-ups in 60 seconds.
So is he telling you, is he being coherent to tell you enough where he is?
Well, he's got, hey, tell this ethnic woman what you were saying to me.
All
right,
yeah.
Sir, there's nobody nobody can get on the roof of our elevator.
Is there someone that speaks English?
I have to check myself as well.
He's trying to talk to you, ma'am.
There's like an African accent. Is there someone who speaks English?
Sir, I don't have an African accent.
Well, you sound ethnic.
I don't have I'm ethnic or not, sir.
Well,
your brother is not in any of our elevators that we can see. So what I need to do, if he is, I'm going to have to call the police.
No, I'm in the
elevator.
And have
them come out as well. Because, this is just beyond anything that we should be trying to handle.
Oh,
so
honey, come on. Don't
true,
be like
I'm
that, honey.
I'm going to call the police so they can come out and look.
Look,
and
I can
look.
Come back down. Do you guys want me to come back down? Is that what you want? Do you want me to come back down?
Sir.
Yeah.
Listen, we're running a business here, and you're holding us up.
Do you want me to come back down? Is that what you want? And we'll talk about it?
Okay, you need to come back down to the lobby.
Okay, and are you going to be there? Who are you, the black man?
I will be here, sir.
Can I have a neutral white party to represent me?
What hotel are you in, sir?
Well, it seems like a lot of schwarzes here, if you know what I mean.
A lot of what?
Schwarzes.
Yeah, you at the wrong hotel, sir. This is not the hotel you're at.
Shit.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. You're
don't talk to my brother like that. He's a vet. He was in Vietnam.
I understand that, but your brother's been drinking and he hasn't been correctly with you.
Listen,
so
I said I'm in. I told you guys I'm in L.A., Las Vegas, California.
No, this is Los Angeles, California. This is
exactly
not
L.A.
Las Vegas. This is not Las Vegas, sir.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
So listen. I'm going to hang up.
Listen,
now,
you're parting hairs. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, it's all California.
You have a
good. I'm here in town.
That was fucking stupid.
Yeah, it was. Wow. That was crazy.
I hate to say it, but I think I'm just about done.
Yeah, it's past 3 in the morning. All right,
we've been on for about over 2 hours. So.
Have we? Really? Let me look at that time. Right.
Yeah,
look at that. Shit, man. Yeah, 2 minutes, 2 hours, 5 minutes, yeah. All right, thanks, Dwight. This was fun, man.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks.
Often. All right, buddy. Have a good night. I'll talk to you on the weekend. Yeah,
see you tomorrow, hopefully. All
right, cool. Bye. Cut him off before he could curse me. Before he cursed me. Showed him, didn't I, guys? Didn't I? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, look, man, the weekend is upon us. That means prank call shows galore. The man who was just on the air with me now, who was co-hosting tonight's show with me, Dwight, he'll be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we may or may not hear from Neon, who does a show following that usually. Usually around 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific until late. But I haven't heard from her whether or not she's going to be going on this weekend. She's having some voice. She's needing to rest her voice, I understand. That Saturday's lineup. Sunday will be my show, my regular night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Madhouse Radio. My site is madhouselive.com. Everyone else on the network, prankcallnation.com. Thank you for tuning in tonight. What else can I say? Love you guys. Have a fit on me, and I'll catch you on Sunday. Bye. My name is Easy.
Motherfucking real nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you.